Welcome to NoSpinHomilies.com. I invite you to join me to reflect upon the homilies of Father Dan. Father Dan will challenge us to open our heart, mind, and soul to the Word of God. Father Dan will draw upon sacred scripture, along with art, literature, and the lives of the saints, to help us grow in our love and knowledge of the scripture. In doing so, we can become the living Word of God in this world. Now it is my pleasure to present to you No Spin Homilies.
This weekend's gospel gives us a powerful lesson in the spiritual life. Notice how the gospel starts. It says, "Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was." They took Jesus with them. Immediately, this tells us that the gospel, this story, is not about Jesus. Instead, it's about the apostles. And remember, the apostles symbolically represent us, the church. And therefore, this story is as much about us as it is about the apostles. It's a story that will help us to persevere during the most difficult and challenging times of our life. St. Augustine, when meditating upon this scripture passage, referred to it as the drama of the church life. What happens next in the gospel story? A violent squall came up and waves were breaking over the boat so that it was already filling up with water. Now, what we have to understand is, first, this was not uncommon in the Sea of Galilee for these storms to so easily blow up out of nowhere. Secondly, in the ancient world, sailing was considered a very dangerous mode of travel. Most boats sailed parallel to the coastline. Sailors would never venture out into the open water because of the hazard of navigation. Realize, they did not have GPS like we do in our day. Furthermore, they feared just this: these radical storms immediately or so easily blowing up and then destroying the boat and all who were in it. Now, what's also interesting about this story is that immediately the apostles are terrified of the storm. Remember, many of the apostles are fishermen, seasoned and experienced fishermen, who made a living fishing on this Sea of Galilee. Therefore, they probably encountered many storms during their years of fishing on the sea, and they probably sailed through them. And yet, with all that experience, they are immediately terrified of the storm. Well, what does this mean for us? It means this storm is unlike any other that the apostles ever faced in their lives. That's why they are so quickly terrified of it. And yet, what is the symbolism here? The overwhelming struggle our church has faced and what we face in our own lives. Our church has faced some very difficult challenges and struggles throughout the centuries. Take, for example, the first 3 centuries of our church. In its infancy, it endured the persecutions. Ironic enough, Mark is writing this gospel to a Christian community in Rome that is currently experiencing the persecutions. And yet, our church continued to experience struggles throughout its history. Take, for example, the 15th century. We have the Great Western Schism, when the church is divided by electing 2 popes. In the 17th century, we have the Reformation, in which members of our church broke away because of differences in doctrinal beliefs. And yet, through all these struggles and challenges, our church persevered and overcame them. Why? Because Christ was at the center of our church and faith lives. And yet, take it a step deeper. These storms represent the challenges and the struggles we face in our own personal lives. They come in different forms: unemployment, an unexpected diagnosis, the loss of a loved one, strained relationships with relatives. Whatever the form, these storms blow in and out of our lives. No one is immune from them. The only difference is the level of intensity. And yet, like the church, we too can persevere and overcome these struggles if Christ is at the center of our life. Now, going back to the story, where is Jesus Christ now that this tumultuous storm has blown up? It says, Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. This is an interesting detail. Here, waves are coming over the side. Here we have this terrific storm, one in which experienced and seasoned fishermen, apostles, are terrified of. They think all is hopeless, and Jesus is yet asleep in the boat. Why is that? Well, I think this symbolism here is rich. In the midst of all the chaos and all the horrific storms and struggles and challenges we endure in our life, we can find peace. And the source of that peace is Jesus Christ. And in that peace, we have the hope and the reassurance that we will persevere through our struggle. And yet, what's the temptation? We find Jesus Christ asleep, and immediately we assume he doesn't care. Doesn't care about whether the apostles live or die. Or, take it to a deeper level again, he doesn't know what's going on in my life. Maybe we have been diagnosed with cancer, or we know someone who has been diagnosed with a debilitating disease, and we say to ourselves, Jesus, do you know what's going on? We look, for example, in Iran, and we see a country on the brink of revolution, people dying and being beaten in the streets, and we say to God, do you really know what's going on? Are you asleep at the wheel? My friends, that's the hidden temptation for us to question where God is in the midst of all the chaos and the struggles in our life. But what we have to do is learn a lesson from the apostles. And what do they do next after finding Christ asleep? It says, they woke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? In desperation, the apostles cry out to Christ. St. John Chrysostom, when reflecting upon this gospel passage, in this moment in which the apostles wake Jesus up and ask him this question, St. John Chrysostom said that what the apostles were doing is that they were praying Psalm 130. Psalm 130 begins, Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. The cry of the apostles is the cry that we have to God when we are at the end of our rope, when we feel that all is lost, when we feel completely helpless. That's the cry of the apostles. They are essentially crying out to God out of sheer desperation. And still, in that cry, they have complete hope and trust that Christ and Christ alone can save them from their distress. Well, my friends, we too, when we face struggles and challenges in our life, whatever form they take, whether it's fear, anxiety, depression, the loss of employment, or the loss of a loved one, whatever storm or struggle we face, we cry out to God. Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. And when we cry out to God, we do so with the complete trust and faith as well as hope that Christ will rescue us, that we will persevere through this struggle and overcome it. Better yet, we will find peace in the midst of our struggle and challenges. And my friends, that really is the heart of the message for us this weekend. That regardless of how we are buffeted around in the storms of our life, we will find peace. And the source of that peace is Christ. And in that peace, we will always have the hope of the rescue. What went wrong with the apostles? They lost their spiritual center. They no longer had Christ as the center of their life. Instead, they were distracted by the wind, the waves, the water coming into the boat. And what happened? Then, once losing their spiritual center, fear gripped them and got the best of them. And see, that's a great lesson for us. Once Christ is no longer our spiritual center, then the storms of our life, whatever form they take on, anxiety, depression, poor health, unemployment, they will get the best of us. They will become the center of our lives, and then all truly will seem hopeless. Then we will be terrified people living without hope. And yet, if Christ truly is our spiritual center, then we will find that peace. Regardless of the storm that rocks our life or our church, we will find peace because Christ is the source of that peace. I'll leave you with just one last thought. Jesus, at the very end of the scripture passage, says to the apostles, "Why are you terrified? Do you not have faith yet?" Is Jesus really rebuking or criticizing the apostles? I don't think so. I think he's challenging the apostles, and now us. In order for us to have Jesus Christ as the center of our life, it demands, it requires a commitment. That commitment comes in the form of a daily prayer life, an active sacramental life, corporal and spiritual works of mercy, studying and reading sacred scripture. Those are just a few ways in which we nurture that center. We nurture the relationship that we have with Christ. My friends, the apostles in the gospel this weekend give us a very powerful spiritual lesson. In the midst of all of our struggles, in the midst of all the storms that blow in and out of our life, we must call out to God. The cry of Psalm 130, "Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord." And when we do that, we will find peace in the midst of our struggles. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. And because of that, that peace gives us the hope and the reassurance that we will be able to persevere and overcome the challenges that we face in our life. And my friends, that truly is the good news for this weekend. And may the peace and the grace of Jesus Christ rest upon you always.